A former Blue Angels commander has been found guilty of violating the Uniform Code of Military Justice by failing to stop obvious and repeated instances of sexual harassment. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports Captain Gregory McWhirter was given a non-judicial punitive letter of reprimand, a usually career-ending outcome.
An investigation showed McWhirter allowed his officers and senior enlisted personnel to engage in inappropriate behavior during his second tour as the Blue Angels boss from May 2011 to November 2012. The report said those actions significantly contributed to an unprofessional command climate.
I'm frankly just shocked. I'm almost speechless. This is just unheard of.
Pensacola Mayor Emeritus John Fogg was a Blue Angel in the early 1970s. McWhirter's conviction was announced after an admiral's mast at Pearl Harbor by Admiral Harry Harris, commander of the U.S. Pacific Fleet.
It's a non-judicial punishment. It's not a court-martial. Every commanding officer has the authority to conduct disciplinary actions, which may or may not end up as part of the record of the individual involved. There's a great deal of latitude as to what can be done. It's quite common in the military and used very frequently.
According to the Navy, McWhirter allowed pornography in the cockpits of the Blue Angels aircraft and on a restricted website. He also allowed a painting depicting male genitalia on the roof of a Blue Angels building at its winter base in El Centro, California. McWhirter was found guilty of violating various parts of the military justice system, including failure to obey an order and conduct unbecoming an officer.
Yeah, that is extremely serious. Conduct unbecoming an officer, and to be found guilty of that by an admiral, I think pretty well ends his career. And let me add, I know Captain McWhirter personally. I have always held him in the highest regard based upon what I knew about him. And so all of this is extremely shocking to me, and I'm very sorry about it.
McWhirter first took over the Pensacola-based Blue Angels in November 2008. He returned in 2011 after Commander Dave Koss was relieved of command at his own request due to a performance safety violation. Lieutenant Katie Kelly, then the Blue's public information officer, said at that time no thought was given to promoting one of the other pilots.
The commanding officer, he's had prior experience as a commanding officer of a fleet squadron, and so the pilots of 2 through 6 have never been commanding officers of a fleet squadron, so it would be impossible for them to be the commanding officer here at the Blue Angels.
McWhirter was on hand aboard NAS Pensacola when his successor, Commander Tom Frosch, was announced in May of 2012.
I will miss it. It's an incredible opportunity. I'm very thankful for the opportunities the Navy and the Marine Corps has given me over 22 years. So to be able to travel the country and share that story with the American public is really a very small way that I can pay back the Navy and the Marine Corps. It's been incredible. And the best part of the job has been the men and women I've worked with and the people I've met throughout the country. It's really been nice.
Admiral Harry Harris ordered the investigation after a service member filed an official complaint with the Navy in March. McWhirter was relieved of his duties as executive officer of Naval Base Coronado, California, the following month. He was scheduled to become the Naval Base Coronado commanding officer next April. Former Blue Angel John Fogg was asked about the culture among Blue Angel pilots, all male and closely knit.
In my total experience with the organization, I've never heard of anything like this. And it's further hard to believe because in today's environment, I think people are very sensitive to this kind of thing. I think it's just highly irregular and unusual and totally unanticipated that there'd be anything like this happening with this organization.
As a result of the investigation's findings and to mitigate any potential future problems, Admiral Harris directed Vice Admiral David Buss, Commander, Naval Air Force Pacific, to review a number of policies, procedures, and organizational issues related to the Blue Angels. But Fogg doesn't know if any changes would affect the existing process of selecting aviators,
which is already extremely complex, and so much due diligence is put into assuring that whoever's selected to be the commanding officer, well, any member of the team for that matter, some of the things that they look into might be modified to some extent or another, but the process is already extremely thorough.
Those reviews are expected to be completed in the next few months. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.